Messages from the president. On 20 May 2009, Honorable Speaker, Parliament of Sri Lanka, Honorable Speaker, Public Security Ordinance, under Section 2 of Public Security Ordinance, at the provisions of Section 2 of the said ordinance should be in operation throughout Sri Lanka. The reason for the aforementioned declaration is to maintain public security and also to maintain essential services. And this is in keeping with Article 157A of the Constitution, and thereby it is informed to Parliament. A presentation of papers. Honorable Prime Minister and Minister of National Policies, Economic Affairs, Resettlement and Rehabilitation, Northern Province and Development and Youth Affairs. Honorable Speaker. I present the annual report of the Sri Lanka Geological Survey and Mines Bureau for the year 2015. I move that this report be referred to the Sectoral Oversight Committee on Sustainable Development and Environment and Natural Resources. I present the annual report of the National Procurement Commission for the year 2017. I move that this report be referred to the Sectoral Oversight Committee on Internal Administration and Public Management. I present the performance report of the Department of National Planning for the year 2018. I move that this report be referred to the Sectoral Oversight Committee on Economic Development. Honorable Minister of Health, Nutrition and Indigenous Medicine. Honourable Speaker, I present the annual report of the State Pharmaceuticals Corporation of Sri Lanka for the year 2016. I move that this report be referred to the Sectoral Oversight Committee on Health and Human Welfare, Social Empowerment. Honourable Minister of Agriculture, Rural Economic Affairs, Livestock Development, Irrigation and Fisheries and Aquatic Resources Development, Honourable Speaker, I present the annual report of the Paddy Marketing Board for the year 2014. I move that this report be referred to the Sectoral Oversight Committee on Agriculture and Lands. Honourable Minister of Postal Services and Muslim Religious Affairs, Honourable Speaker, I present the annual performance report of the Department of Muslim Religious and Cultural Affairs for the year 2018. I move that this report be referred to the Sectoral Oversight Committee on Youth, Sports, Arts and Heritage. Honourable Minister of National Integration, Official Languages, Social Progress and Hindu Religious Affairs. Honourable Chief Government Whip. Honourable Speaker, I present the report on the submission of observations and steps taken in terms of the Standing Order 119.4 of the Parliament with regard to the matters mentioned on Department of Hindu Religious and Cultural Affairs in the first report of the Committee on Public Accounts for the period from 6/6/2017 to 8/12/2017, which was presented to Parliament on 21/2/2019. I move that this report be referred to the Committee on Public Accounts. Presentation of reports from committees. Honourable M.A. Subandiran, the Chair of the Committee on Public Finance. It will be presented by Honourable Mayanta Dissanayake. Honourable Speaker, thank you. Presentation of public petitions. Honourable Lucky Jayawardena. Honourable Ranjit Alvihare. Honourable Speaker, I present petition received from Mrs. M. H. Podimeniki of Migol and Alanda, and petition received from Mr. J.J. Karnaratna of Kaludayavalam Matale, and petition received from Mr. R.M.U. U.K. Gunatilaka of Pallepola Matale, and a petition received from Mr. Velayudan Sangadasan of Yatavala Haliyala. Honourable Vijita Herath. Honourable Speaker, I present a petition received from Mr. K. J. Vikramasinghe of Pallevela. Petitions stand referred to the Committee on Public Petitions. Questions for oral answers. Question number one. Honourable Hesha Vithanage, I ask question number one, sir, to ask the Prime Minister and Minister of National Policies, Economic Affairs, Resettlement and Rehabilitation, Northern Province Development and Youth Affairs. Honourable Speaker, a period of 2 weeks is requested. Next, Honourable Dayasiri Jayasekara. Honourable Chaminda Vijayasiri to ask the Minister of Finance. Honourable Speaker, the Honourable Finance Minister has requested 2 weeks to answer this question. Question number four, Honourable Narendra Jayathirtha to ask the Prime Minister and Minister of National Policies and Economic Affairs. I ask question number four, sir. Honourable Speaker, for this question too, the Prime Minister has requested 2 weeks. Honourable Padma Udishanta Gunasekara. Honourable Ishaq Rahman. Honourable Muhammad Nazir. Honourable Velu Kuma. Honourable Susanta Punchinilame. Honourable Vasudev Nanayakar. Honourable Ashok Priyanta. Honourable Bimal Ratnayake, to ask the Minister of Megapolis and Western Development. Question number 12, Honorable Bimal Ratnayake, to ask the Minister of Megapolis and Western Development. Answer for question number 12, A. This land was acquired under Section 38 and as per gazette notification, and this land has been acquired for the construction of a coastal park, and the total extent of land is 6.22 hectares, and the number of plots for which compensation is required by compensation demanded by Division Secretary is 148, and out of these plots, total compensation has been paid 409 plots, and for the remaining plots, compensation has not been paid because the owners have not been able to prove their ownership. The number of plots 148, and compensation 148 million 2.2. The compensation paid so far. 409 plots, total compensation has been paid, and the amount is 162.8 million. The number of plots for which compensation is yet to be paid, 439 plots for which ownership has not been confirmed, compensation needs to be paid, and it amounts to 14.5 million. According to the estimate, the amount to be paid to Mr. Amir is 2.7 million, and the total amount of compensation has been paid to him. And then answer for A1. A2, the compensation has not been paid for 39 plots for which ownership has not been confirmed. And once the ownership is confirmed, action will be taken to pay compensation. B2, after the ownership is confirmed by the Division Secretary, action can be pursued to pay compensation. And C is not relevant. Honorable Speaker, Honorable Balapat will ask the supplementary questions. Part of your answer is correct, but this process has taken more than 2 years, and I also moved an adjournment motion in this regard. And the Honorable Minister said that he would take measures to pay compensation, but now, even though 2 years have lapsed, compensation has not been paid to some people, and proper estimate has not been made, Honorable Speaker. Therefore, there is a problem with regard to the answer given by the Honorable Minister. How long would you take to complete the compensation process? In the answer, it has been stated that action would be taken to pay compensation once the ownership is confirmed by the Division Secretary. The same answer was given about 2 years ago. But so far, the Division Secretary has not still been able to confirm the ownership. This is the answer given by the Minister, and I consult the Minister and contact you. Question number 14, Honorable Kanakerath, to ask the Minister of Finance. Honorable Speaker, the Honorable Finance Minister has requested 2 weeks to answer this question. Next, Honorable Uday Prabhat Kambam Pillar, second round. Question number 2, Honorable Dasri Jayasekar, are you going to ask question? Thank you. Question number 5, Honorable Padmudeshanta Gunasekar, are you going to ask the question? Honourable Minister of Housing, I table the answer. Question number 6, Honourable Ishak Rahman, I table the answer. Question number 7, Mohammadun Nazir, are you going to ask the question? The Honourable Prime Minister has requested 2 weeks to answer this question. Question number 8, Honourable Velu Kumar, are you going to ask the question? I ask question number 8, sir. Question number 9, Honourable Sushant Punchinami, I ask question number 9, sir. I table the answer. Question number 10, Honourable Vasudev Nanaikar, I ask question number 10, sir. The Minister has requested 2 weeks to answer this question. Question number 11, Honourable Ashok Priyanta. The Honourable Minister of Internal and Home Affairs has requested 2 weeks to answer this question. Question number 13, Honourable S. Sridharan, I table the answer. Question number 14, Honourable, question number 15, Honourable Udhay Prabhat Gamam Pillar, the Minister of Finance has requested 2 weeks to answer this question. At the commencement of public business, the Leader of the House of Parliament, I move motion number 1, sir. House agrees. Number 2, House agrees. Next Honourable Dinesh Gunawardena. I'll first give the opportunity to Honourable Dinesh Gunawardena, then I'll come back to you. No. Honourable Speaker, a no-confidence motion against Honourable Minister Rishabh Badruddin has been handed over to the Honourable Speaker. It has been signed by more than 60 members of Parliament. In this motion, a lot of matters with regard to the Easter Sunday attack have been included, and the said no confidence motion was handed over to the Honourable Speaker, and you accepted the no confidence motion. When a no confidence motion is accepted, usually it is based on corruption, fraud, but it is not about corruption or fraud, but it is about an incident which shocked the entire nation, and it is the incident that caused huge damage to the country, and this no confidence motion handed over to you by us. And the general opinion among the public is that this motion should be taken up for debate as soon as possible. So, Honourable Speaker, without taking this for debate, if we adopted another process, then we are deprived of our privileges as members of Parliament. The Leader of the House cannot deny the opportunity to members of Parliament to debate a no-confidence motion, and such powers are conferred on the Honourable Speaker. The Leader of the House can stand up and say that this no-confidence motion signed by more than 60 members of Parliament, and I must also state that a large number of other members too have extended their support to this motion. Therefore, the Parliament has the right to debate this motion. So, Honourable Speaker, yesterday at the party leaders' meeting, we brought this to the notice of the Honourable Speaker. So, if we are deprived of this opportunity, we know that the entire country is waiting for this debate, and if action is taken to suppress this debate, then we are facing a very dangerous situation with regard to democracy. The government may claim that a select committee would be appointed by the government, and And that select committee would present the report which it has already prepared. This committee has already prepared a committee, and therefore, Honorable Speaker, on behalf of all those members of Parliament who signed this motion, and on behalf of all members of Parliament who have stated that they would support this motion, and also on behalf of the people of this country, once again, I wish to request you that this no confidence motion moved by us, you should allocate a date for the debate, and if the minister is unable to face this no confidence motion, then he can resign. That is up to him. If he's not ready to face up to this motion, then he should resign. And if a debate is not given to us, it means that minister is unable to face the matters contained in the no confidence motion. So, Honorable Speaker, there is no other problem with regard to this. The peaceful Muslim community, the overwhelming majority of the peaceful Muslim community, they have rejected these extremist activities. And the dangerous situation with regard to these extremists, we have outlined the dangerous situation with posed by these extremist groups, the Sinhala, Tamil and Muslim communities. If we are living peaceful in this country, then this no confidence motion should be taken up for debate. And once again, I wish to stress, I would like to urge the Honorable Speaker that in keeping with powers vested with you, I request you to allocate a date for the debate of this motion. Okay, I'll make a clarification, Honorable Member. As the no confidence motion, when this was presented, I accepted it. And it was also included in the order paper, and subsequently at the party leaders meeting, I requested the Honorable Leader of the House to allocate a date, but he said that he never said that the date would not be allocated, but fixing a date is the responsibility of the government. Honorable Leader of the House, now you can make your statement. Honorable Speaker, a no confidence motion signed by more than 60 members of the opposition was handed over to you. But the date mentioned was 2018, but I overruled it. And Honorable Speaker, when I met you in your chamber, I showed you that the date was wrong, that the date of the motion was wrong. So the stand of the government, but I'm sorry to say that 67 members of Parliament haven't seen this wrong date. It has been signed by 67 members, but you haven't seen this wrong date, but you must be ashamed about this. It has also been reported in Lankadipa newspaper that the date was mentioned as 2018 in this motion. We know that you have been hurt by this incident because you could not put the correct date on the motion. Honorable Speaker, let me speak. And I allowed them to correct the date. I gave them permission to correct the date. Yes. Honorable Speaker, yes, final decision lies with you. Honorable Speaker, now, this no confidence motion, we studied this no confidence motion. There are only allegations against the Honorable Minister Richard Badruddin in this motion. So at the pre-cabinet meeting, we asked the Honorable Prime Minister whether he consulted the IGP with regard to these allegations. And we came to know that these were only allegations. there were no evidence whatsoever to prove these allegations. Let him speak. So I repeated what was said by the IGP. There is no evidence whatsoever to prove these allegations. So we know that certain media institutions, they want to sling mud at us. So they want to see mud being slung at each other in this parliament, and they are ready to give it to white publicity, but we are not ready for that. Therefore, Honorable Speaker, we demanded a select committee. Now these members say that they have evidence. Then they can submit this evidence to the select committee. Today in Maubima newspaper, it has been stated that the government is trying to postpone the no confidence motion to protect Mr. Richard Badruddin, and the newspaper has also alleged that even the Honorable Speaker has tried to postpone this motion. This is a violation of the privileges of the Honorable Speaker. Therefore, Honorable Speaker, I request you to conduct an investigation into this matter. Then on the other hand, Honorable Speaker, in this letter, in this report, it has been said that there are very serious allegations against Mr. Rishad Badruddin. So I would like to tell the Maubima newspaper that they should submit this evidence to the select committee. Honorable Speaker, during the past four years, we permitted all no confidence motions moved by the opposition. There were motions against Honorable Prime Minister. There was a motion against Honorable Ravi Karunanayake. We did not deny them. But this parliament should not be a stage, should not be converted into a stage to sling mud at each other. Interruption. Therefore, Honorable Speaker, we are not ready to accept this no confidence motion. A select committee can be appointed and you can submit evidence. Now, Honorable Dinesh Gunawardhan stated that they have the relevant evidence with them. These have not been submitted. We know that some media institutions, they want mud. They only want mud. Therefore, we are not ready for this debate. That's all I have to say. Next, Honorable Bandula Gunawardhana. Honorable Speaker, wait, I'll come to you. Honorable Speaker, today the entire country is watching this August Assembly. Now, Honorable Speaker, once you included this motion in the order paper, now it has been included in the order paper, and if we are not allowed to debate this motion, it has never taken place before in this parliament. Therefore, if you have legally and lawfully accepted this no confidence motion, so it is your duty and responsibility, it's your prime duty and responsibility to allocate a date for the debate of this motion. And today the entire country, the entire population know that. Now we know that during the short Rajapaksa period, a number of no confidence motion was moved against the Rajapaksa government, and you suspended standing orders and you took up the motion for debate. So therefore, Honorable Speaker, you accepted that motion handed over by Honorable Jitirath, and the debate was taken on that day itself. Therefore, this argument is not valid. This argument put forth by the government is not valid. Therefore, Honorable Speaker, you must protect the dignity of this house. So in order to protect the dignity of this house as well as to protect the dignity of all your post, you must allocate a date for the debate of this motion. Honorable Speaker, motion moved, the no confidence motion moved by me, and this motion against Tushar Badruddin should not be mixed with each other. I handed over that motion to Honorable Speaker at 8:45 in the morning in front of all political party leaders, and then in addition to that, I also handed a copy to the Honorable Speaker in this Parliament. Therefore, you should not level unfounded allegations against me. That no confidence motion was handed over to the Honorable Speaker at 8:45 in the morning. Next, Honorable Vimal Veerawansa. Honorable Speaker. Honorable Speaker. You will acknowledge that we are talking about an incident that shook the entire nation. Today we know that the airport is still, this airport has been deserted and a large number of people have lost their livelihoods. So the entire country is watching this parliament. And we know that more than 300 people have been killed as a result of these bomb blasts, and therefore the entire country is watching these proceedings. So, Honorable Speaker, according to our conscience, it is our responsibility to take up this motion for debate, because we know that very serious allegations have been leveled against Honorable Minister Rishad Badruddin.
The committee of selection will go for 3 weeks, and they have been given the discretion to give a date for that, and we cannot approve that. You must understand that these 225 members, including yourself, must answer to the people of this country. Therefore, the country is watching at our decisions. Honorable Minister Naveen Dissanayake, the UNP should give a date to debate this no confidence motion, and the opposition will not participate in that committee of selection if a date is not given to debate this no confidence motion. Without a date, we cannot participate in any of those proceedings. If there's a need to appoint a committee of selection, I think a committee should be appointed to investigate the persons who did not take action before April 21st, and without appointing such a committee to probe into that matter, we are going to appoint a committee of selection to decide on the matter presented with regard to Honorable Rishad Badruddin. Therefore, Honorable Speaker, you cannot place the whole burden on this incident, and you must investigate this problem and the reasons that led to this. And if you want to support Honorable Rishad Badruddin, you can give your support. You have already decided to give your support to Honorable Rishad Badruddin, the leader of the house. Honorable Sam Singer. Honorable Speaker, now the government, it seems the government doesn't want to take up this debate, because they are going to appoint a committee of selection and to take its opinion on this matter. The whole country is watching at us, and now this is a complete disaster, and for the sake of humanity, this you should give us a date to debate this no confidence motion. Honorable member. Honorable Vijayasekhar, honorable speaker. You have already included this no confidence motion to the agenda, and you must rectify this whether you have already accepted that the people have lost confidence on the judiciary and the legal process in this regard, and the people wanted to deliver justice even through this no confidence motion, and the government is responsible for that. Honorable Sushil Premajayanta, after that Honorable Ashumar, Professor Ashumar Singh. Honorable speaker. Honorable Aludgamage, Honorable Mahindananda Aludgamage. Honorable speaker. On behalf of the government, with the advice of the Prime Minister, the Leader of the House gave two facts about the no-confidence motion, and he stated about the statement made by the IGP, and misled this Parliament because the Speaker has accepted this motion and it has been included into the agenda, and you said through these allegations we tried to sing mud at that person. And Honorable Speaker, the coordinating secretary and an advisor and a member have been taken into custody under the Prevention of Terrorism Act. A coordinating secretary of Honorable Shad Badwin and an advisor and a member, and his brother was arrested and released later, and the army commander has clearly stated that Honorable Shad Badwin tried to influence to release that person who was taken into custody, and there were many things that should be included in this no confidence motion, and we do not want to blame the whole Muslim community. This is not against the whole Muslim community. This is against the persons who supported terrorism and who supported extremism in this country, and the government does not want to lose power. That is why you are behaving like that, and we have accepted procedures in this parliament, and you cannot reject this motion. It is very clear that the report of the IGP should be collected, and the CWE spoke about that, and Honorable Sister Premajayanta, Honorable Speaker, as Honorable Rishad Badudin, you can reply because your name was mentioned. I want to give an answer. Honorable Speaker, as Honorable Mahindananda stated, please allow me to speak. Interruptions. Honorable Mahindananda, I worked with him under Mahinda Rajapaksha government for 8 years. Interruptions. Honorable Speaker, I did not have Maulvi as an advisor to my ministry, and if any Maulvi was taken to custody, it was a lie, and I had two advisors. One was Roy Jaisinghe and the other was Dr. Aziz. And except for that, I have not given any appointment to any Maulvi. And my coordination secretary, he was not taken, he was not arrested, because it is a complete false statement, interruptions. I should be given the opportunity to answer for myself, and my brother, I was not taken into custody, and I get a letter from the IGP, and this is media mafia, and the army commander, I did not try to influence army commander. I never tried that. Mr. Modiuddin, the senior advisor to the Ministry of Muslim Affairs, informed that unidentified persons came to his house, and his son has been taken away. And I inquired from the police stations in Dehiwala, and he was not there. And because of that, I wanted to search that person. I want to know whether he was in custody or not. That is why I called to Honorable One Vijayavardhana, and he said if he is not in the police, I must call Army Commander. And after that, I called to Army Commander to inquire whether he was there. I did not make any request to release that person, and a son of my friend has been taken away by some group of unidentified persons, and that is why I gave that call. And Honorable Sushil Premajayanta, Honorable Sushil Premajayanta, I must very clearly state that as Honorable Leader of the House stated, this proposed committee of selection and the no confidence motion has no connection. The committee of selection should be appointed to find out the reasons as to why this incident, why the authorities did not take action to prevent that bomb blast, and that you have appointed committees of selections to take this no confidence motion, and the Honorable Shumar Singha, Honorable Speaker, with regard to this committee of selection, this house is giving various false interpretations, and we proposed this committee of selection. Honorable Poonchi Nilame, Honorable Priyanka Jayaratna, Honorable Kumar Velgama, Honorable Anwar Jayaratna, Honorable Nimal Lansa, Honorable Simi Lansa, and Honorable Anupadashini Appa, and Honorable T.B. Ekanayaka, and Honorable Sushil Premajayanta, representing the opposition, signed for that, and we requested a committee of selection to probe into all the incidents that took place on 21st of April, and the responsible persons should be identified, and we proposed very clearly to that if investigations can be carried out about the ministers in question, and the people of this country are waiting for justice, and the responsible persons should be revealed, and we must probe that. That is why we appointed a committee of selection. If you allege Rishad Badiuddin, it can also be questioned in this committee of selection. We can discuss those things here. You should not give false interpretations to this. We need this committee of selection. And through that we can probe the whole incident with regard to the incidents took place in 21st of April, and we can probe the activities of Rishad Badiuddin also. Therefore, we must appoint this committee of selection as soon as possible, and I hope this house should support to appoint that committee, and I urge you to that these are false allegations, and the opportunity should be given for this house, because I want to make a statement about this incident with regard to Rishad Badiuddin. After that incident took place, I telephoned to the army commander and asked whether Honorable Badiuddin tried to influence him, and Mr. Mahesh Sriranayaka stated that he made a request, and it was I also telephoned Mahesh Sriranayaka, army commander, very clearly stated for the second time that he made only a request. And to get information, the 225 members of this house have that right. The members of parliament telephoned every day to see what happened to their brothers, and the members of parliament have that right, and it is very unfair to say that he has no right to make that request. And this committee of selection can probe that incident, and he should be given the opportunity to come before the committee and give his reasons in this regard. He should be given the opportunity to speak for himself. Honorable Speaker, as a Catholic member of Parliament, we had to sign this no confidence motion for the catastrophe faced by the Catholic people in this country, and the authorities responsible for that should be revealed, and they questioned from the parliament, because we were named as murderers, and we cannot go to a church, we cannot perform our activities in our churches, and we know that everything you did when confidence motion was brought against Ravikarana Nayaka, you tried everything to avoid that, and the proposals brought by other parties against the 50-day government, you discussed those proposals and you allowed such things to be debated, and more than 300 people were killed, and a number of children have become disabled. Then the fathers cannot conduct their masses, and the parliament, the parliament is ruled by you. The speaker is responsible for that. And you visited Katuwapitiya church. You met the father and the people in that area. And the people speak every day about their experiences, and they have found the parts of their beloved sons and daughters and family members, and therefore this is a very important matter, and the parliament and the government should be with the people of this country, and TNA and other political parties also stated that they are with the people of this country. And the people wanted to do something for these people. And your nephew, the cabinet minister, he was so sensitive about Rishad Badudi. And he stated that 300 and 400 people were killed. And are you not going to allow the parliament to take action about that? And on behalf of the Catholic people of this country and the people who got killed should be deliver justice. And Honorable Vijita Herath, Honorable Speaker, you stated about the committee of selection about this no confidence motion, and that committee of selection was established to probe into the incident that took place on 21st of April, and we all signed for that. And it directly does not probe into the allegations leveled against Rishad Badudi. This committee of selection, no proposal has been submitted to appoint a committee of selection to probe the allegations against Rishad Badudi. And you have accepted the no confidence motion. And now they have printed the date in a wrong manner. Now they have changed the date and you have accepted that. And it is wrong, but you have accepted that and they rectified that error. And we can take that in this house. And now we have presented a no confidence motion against the government. And we can take that after we debate the no confidence motion against Rishad Badudi, then the government has no right to stop that. Honorable Chamin Vijayasinghe, Honorable Speaker, we listen to all the speeches made by those members, and many ministers threatened about bringing a large number of people. And in Kulaipitiya area, certain political groups played a role, and they tried to create a very dangerous situation. And today itself, they spoke about a similar situation, and we cannot allow such things to happen. Honorable Kanchana stated to bring people to disrupt this society. The people and property of this country, the lives of the people and property should not be damaged. Therefore, we must take action in this regard. Honorable Speaker, the opposition presented no confidence motion, and there's a committee of selection, and they are two different things, and nothing has happened from the day you appointed this committee of selection. And the minister, Honorable Rishad Badudi, should face this no confidence motion. If you have no connection, and you can win this no confidence motion. And do you want to participate in that debate or not? You can give an answer now. Honorable Manush Nanakara, Honorable Speaker, I want to make a small clarification. Honorable Member Anuradha spoke about Catholic people in this country, and we understand that not only the Catholics we lost the Sri Lankans, whether we are Catholics or Muslims or Tamil, they are all Sri Lankans. We are responsible for their lives because we must talk about our responsibility in this regard. And 200 people sacrificed their lives, and some were disabled, and the responsibility lies with the authorities, and the necessary instructions have not been given to the security sectors, and those people should be identified by this parliament, and the reasons for this terrorism should be found out, and without punishing those people, you cannot level that allegation against Rishad Badudi, because the you are going to direct that hatred towards Rishad Badudi without trying to find out other culprits, and you try to use Rishad Badudi for that. If he has connections with those terrorists, so whether he if he has given any support by providing a vehicle or by providing any other support, we are ready to take action against Rishad Badudi, but we must prove that. The parliament cannot prove that. We can debate anything, and we can use our vote based on our political opinion, but we can send an innocent member away. Now Nirmal Lansa has allegations of drugs, and can we bring a no confidence motion and send him away? We can do that, but we must not do that. You must use police and army to conduct a correct investigation, and we can send him even to the prison if he is responsible for that. In this parliament, we cannot allow to play political games like that. Honorable Gampamal has stated that they have already won this, because if whether they lose it or win it, they have already won the case. To achieve their political gains, you have done it. Honorable Lansa, Honorable Speaker, Honorable Anshu Marasinghe mentioned my name, saying that we signed to that committee of selection to take up this no confidence motion before that committee. A large number of Catholics sacrificed their lives on 21st of April, and authorities have been informed about this earlier, and for the first time in the history we signed for that motion presented by the UNP, and now he is trying to mislead this house, and we brought the no confidence motion after that. And Honorable Anshu Marasinghe should not mislead this house. We have made a request to appoint a committee of selection to probe the incident that took place on 21st of April, and no confidence motions cannot be brought against a member of parliament. It can only be brought against a minister, and Honorable Vanshunanakaru should be aware of that. And I represent Gampaha district as a Catholic member of parliament. necessary action should be taken against the culprits, and we have not given a committee of selection for that. And when we presented this no confidence motion, you are not going to allow this house to debate that. And we signed to appoint a committee of selection to probe into the incident that took place on 21st of April. I cannot allow you to speak twice on the same subject. And we can see one thing in this house. And there are hundreds of fathers for victory, but defeat is illegitimate. And the people, many people in this country are waiting for this government to deliver justice in this regard. And the behavior of this parliament can be seen to the whole country. And you represented democracy, and you took only 5 or 10 minutes to take up that no confidence motion. Now there's a no confidence motion against a minister in the government. Now you are not going to take up in this house. If
Honorable Speaker, people of the country are watching what you are doing. You are a speaker who actually stood for democracy of this country. So the president and the prime minister have lost their confidence, so you have to protect your decency. There are only two things that we have to do in this non-confidence. One is that if Honorable Rishad Badruddin is right, he has to face it. And if he's wrong, he has to quit the ministry. The United National Party is frightened of this no confidence motion. If this is brought against the United National Party, we will defeat it. You are frightened of this. Honorable Kiriyal is bringing so many motions. You have to resign and go home. You can't take the responsibility of all the 225 members of the parliament. So more than 300 people have died. Not only Catholics, the Sinhalese, Muslims too have died. We don't want to sacrifice just one person. You have spoken to the army commander, you have made a request. So if you are not done that, you can face this no confidence motion. You have destroyed the peace that we have enjoyed for 10 years. You have to face this no confidence motion. We feel sorry for you also, sir, because at various times you give various decisions. You have to work with responsibility for the whole country, not only to the 225 members. So you must give the opportunity for this. Honorable Rohit Abhigunwadan. After that, Honorable Unrepresentation. Honorable Speaker, Honorable Speaker, when the Easter attack took place, there has certainly been a weakness on the part of the government. The Prime Minister also had to admit that it is because the government did not take appropriate actions that this happened. Not only the politicians, not only the political party leaders, but certain other names are also mentioned with links to this. And not only Honorable Rishad Badruddin, the names of two governors were also mentioned, Honorable Hizbullah and Asad Saleh. So, what we have to do is to bring a no confidence motion against the minister who is in the parliament. But today, the JVP has brought a motion against the government. Now the parliament will meet and after 1 or 2 weeks. So the people are also watching as to what's going to happen in parliament. So this, I think what you have to do now is to set a date for the no confidence motion to be taken up in parliament. We don't want to strip Honorable Rishad Badruddin of his ministry, but we have a suspicion as to whether the security forces are reluctant to take a statement from him because he's a minister. Therefore, we make a request to set a date for the no confidence motion. You can take up the special committee, the select committee later. Honorable Niroshan Pradhan made a statement. You represented your Catholic people. But then the following day, Honorable Naveen Sarnaik said that you had heard any person should have the right to speak in accordance with his conscience. So I condemn the statement of Honorable Naveen Sarnaik. Just 1 month after after this carnage, Honorable Naveen Sarnaik made that statement and laughed. He said that Honorable Rishad Badruddin had become sensible. We can't give life to those dead people. Therefore, you have to give a date to this no confidence motion. Honorable Andrew Channel, and after that, Honorable Jamthik. A no confidence motion is a right that all the members of parliament have in this parliament. So, now we have a history of no confidence motions. Once the no confidence motion is included in the order book, then there an early date must be set for that, set for its debate. Whenever no confidence motions were brought, the ministers and the governments faced it. In 1995, the then Muslim Congress leader was Ashraf. And there was a no confidence motion against him, and the then government allowed for that no confidence search. We were abroad at the time, and we were brought back to Sri Lanka immediately. So there shouldn't be new trends of governance. And there are also precedences in this house. The motions were submitted and taken up for debate in the same day. Therefore, according to precedents, you have to work. I hope that you will take a fair decision. And the Honorable Minister also has a right to request for this no-confidence motion to be taken up. The minister concerned has to face the debate. Honorable Jayampathy, Honorable Speaker, I was one of the persons who was instrumental in initiating this special committee. And I want to thank all the members who supported that, because this idea does not have any politics in it. But now that no-confidence motion has come, and some of the allegations in this no-confidence motion are very serious in nature. If they are right, we can even support that no-confidence motion. But we need a determination on it. Some of the allegations. And if these allegations are right, Honorable Rishad Badruddin mustn't be here. He should have been arrested. But there is no court procedure. And we need the facts for, as members of parliament, to take a decision. Therefore, these allegations also can be included in the mandate of the select committee. And this select committee has been appointed not only for the not only to investigate the Easter Sunday attack, but also matters connected or incidental connected there with, or incidental that. And an interim report can be submitted within 2 weeks about the allegations leveled against Honorable Rishad Badruddin. And if there is an interim report, then of course we have we have facts to decide whether we are to support or not, whether we are to support this no confidence motion or not. And we also then can take a decision, an informed decision about this, Honorable Neeraj Chandra. Honorable Speaker, my name was mentioned. Honorable Naveen Sarnaik has made a statement yesterday that I had erred. No, it's not right. I said that with conscience and with information. According to our conscience, we have to do justice for the people who have perished. Today, this has today all the 225 members of parliament are playing politics with it. That is why people are saying that parliament should be bombed. As Kanchan Vijayasekhar says, that this place should be raided because this system isn't working. Hundreds of people have perished. But we are not doing justice to this. Otherwise, people will sack all of us. There is no change in my stand. There are severe and grave allegations against Honorable Rishad Badruddin, and they must be investigated into. And we must stop developing and growing these extremists. We must not allow them to grow.
Honorable Speaker, in Batikla district, there was an attack carried out. I am also representing the Christian community. One of my relatives also has lost their lives with the kid in Batikla district. Many children were lost, killed, and many children have been treated in ICU. We are not in a position to go to churches, and the innocent people are questioning us for failing our duties. And the accusation have been leveled against some prominent politicians. And students were arrested for possessing some photographs. But no action has been taken against the politicians who are alleged to have involved or assisted these incidents. So we are not in a position to see the grievances of our people. And there was an attempt of they had done the rehearsal in advance prior to this attack. So if the proper action had been already taken, we would have prevented this incident. So we want to ask why the proper action had not been taken in advance. So we as a representative of the people, we should not do politics at this time of grief. So we cannot go seeking the people's mandate once again. The Honorable Speaker, in Vavunadivu, two police officers were tortured and killed . But it is being claimed by Ghafur, who is the driver of Zaran, for having killed those two police officers. But Ajandan had been detained for allegedly involved in that particular crime. But some of the individuals had taken photographs with these terrorists. So I need to urge this August Assembly that we have to protect the trust the people have placed in this house. Finally, I need to tell that don't ever do politics on the people who had lost their life. Thank you.
Honorable Speaker, this parliament is becoming a joke. And people have lost their faith in parliament. At this moment, there are more than 1,000 Tawhid Jamaat terrorist members, and the police have revealed those information. And there have also been 17 camps in which Wahhabism and various other extremist doctrines have been trained. This country has become a pool of blood. And also we have come closer to that of a country like Syria. So, if we cannot decide at a time like this, if we cannot take a decision about this no confidence which has been brought against Rishad Badiuddin, then what is this? The entire country is talking about Asad Sali, Mujibur Rahman, Hezbollah, Rishad Badiuddin. So why can't we take a decision? And the people are asking as to why we cannot take decisions about these people. So, if we postpone this, then once again this country will become a pool of blood. Our country will become a prey of extremism. A clear decision has to be taken in regard to this. And this parliament was given an opportunity to Honorable Rishad Badiuddin to prove his innocence. There are two more speeches. Honorable Charles Nirmal
Nandan. Thanks, Honorable Speaker. On the 21st of April, there was the malicious attack was carried out on the Sri Lankans, and as a result, the people live their life in fear. and but we could not see any improvement in it because people live in a fear. The reason behind that is the religious leaders and the people request for the arrest or the people who have involved in it. So this is a request of the people. Today the no confidence motion has been brought up against Honorable Rashad Badiuddin, and now it should be decided whether it should go through the select committee or be taken up here in this house. But according to me, when he is the minister, no proper investigation will be carried out. We know that being a minister in charge of a ministry, he has appointed the important people to all the departments, and we have evidence for those things. So I urge that the no confidence motion should be taken in this house. At the same time, I have to urge the government that the 300 people have lost their lives. So this is, he is an only a member of this house. So therefore, you have to balance the strike. You have to take a proper decision when it comes to taking up this no confidence motion.
You mentioned the number of names, including that of mine, that the people are asking. My name is not mentioned by people. It is he and his leader who mentioned my name. And yesterday also, he has stated that Honorable Rashad Badiuddin has said that he would quit the government, and then I also had said that I too would quit. But there is nothing as such. There is no truth whatsoever about that. Now these people are saying that they still are telling lies in this house. And he should get his brain tested because he tells lies in this house every day. Honorable Speaker, this select committee is also very important because we are talking about the death of some 300 people, and we have to find out as to who are responsible for this carnage. We want to find out whether this is whether somebody has neglected their responsibility, and it is because of such negligence that this carnage has happened. We want to find out. We want investigations be done and the truth found out. We don't want to conceal anything. We want to find out everything. We want to discover everything. And certain people are actually trying to conceal the real perpetrator, the real killer, and they want to have the cases against them withdrawn, or rather swept under the carpet. So we want to actually find out the persons who are behind these attacks, and also the people who have neglected their responsibility. Honorable Sanat Nishant. Honorable Speaker, I want to thank you for giving the opportunity. There is a no confidence motion against. There is a no confidence motion against Honorable Rashad Badiuddin. And I want to thank Honorable Niroshan Perera for speaking out of conscience about that no-confidence motion. Majority of the members are of the opinion that this no-confidence motion should be brought. Yesterday, Honorable Naveen Sanayaka made a certain statement involving Honorable Niroshan Perera also. Honorable Sanayaka said that what Honorable Niroshan Perera said was not serious, and it was he had made a mistake, and that he said with a laugh. And in this house, I saw in my own eyes Honorable Ranil Wickremesinghe and Lakshman Kiriyalla were murmuring something, and then the Honorable Speaker laughed. My conscience told me that when Honorable Ranil Wickremesinghe was the Minister of Youth Affairs many decades ago, nearly 60,000 people, young people perished. So he then he would have taken these 300 odd lives very lightly, because during his time he saw the dead bodies of nearly 60,000 people. The people are saying that the entire parliament should be bombed. So we hope that Honorable Speaker will take a right decision in this regard. Honorable Amir Ali.
Honorable Speaker, today there has been an allegation leveled against the leader of the Assam Congress, and they have presented the no confidence motion, and the select committee has been also set up, but the people, the members expect for an immediate result through no confidence motion. But I know for sure the father of...
No, they will say that. They will say, I know. Now it's clear. Please allow us to speak. Honorable Speaker, Honorable Arshad Badruddin's father does not have the part Ibrahim. Honorable Rishabh Badruddin saying, and the media is saying, and he very clearly stated that he did not do that, then he did not have any link with that. When the leader is making such a clarification, if the leader is saying so, I think we cannot take a quick and a prompt decision about such a thing. I think this needs to be investigated thoroughly. We want to find out whether our leader has done so or not. Everybody are children now. Everybody are children. If he joined you during the 52-day conspiracy, then he would have been good to you. Honorable Speaker, our Muslim leaders, our Muslim religious leaders, must tell the... I mean, they have gone, and our leaders have gone and given information to the IGP and the Defense Secretary, but no action had been taken by them. this is a motion brought against the Muslims. Honorable Speaker, our religious leaders have told the Defense Secretary and IGP about these things. But you have not brought a no confidence against the IGP and the Defense Secretary. But you do not want to do so. You only want to do something to Rishad Badyuti. Honorable Speaker, we want to find out whether this is true or not. Therefore, please appoint this select committee. And if he is found to have done something wrong, then he must be dealt with. Honorable Speaker, they are saying that this politician has done business with the relatives of certain people and so on. The television channels always connect this the factories, the work, the operations of these factories with Honorable Rishad Badyuti. But there are no confidence motions against those TV channels which reveal such baseless things. There is no one to talk about those people. Therefore, we want this to be referred to the SIREC committee. Honorable Priyankar Garan. Honorable Speaker, usually you give an opportunity to all members of parliament to speak. But here it is not so. When no confidence motions were brought, you came to this house with police protection, with helmets. You have won the no confidence motion with voice. This is not a no-confirm motion against Muslims. This is just a no-confirm motion against only one individual who is said to be wrong. It is in Vanathavillu area where I live that this particular plot was hatched. So we have suspicion that this person is directly connected to these incidents. So you must allow this to be brought. You must allow this no confidence motion to be brought. All religious leaders are watching, and the religious leaders will not help you to become the next leader of the country.
If you want to enlist our people,
set aside the issues raised by your son-in-law and assist us.
Actually, Mr. Speaker, some Muslim members of the government side try to
post this as a problem with regard to Muslims. Honorable Rishad Badruddin, this is a matter of traditions of the house. If majority of members say that this motion of no confidence should be introduced, then it should be heeded. You were called to stand with democracy, with the process which occurred leading from October 26th. No process has come. Various comments are made, but okay, well, if Honorable Chanaka, Mr. Speaker, for the first time, all religious leaders of the country and the majority of the people make a request that such a vote of no confidence be introduced, and for the first time all parties of the opposition are making this request that the motion be allowed. The government says that it needs be brought to a select committee. You upheld democracy. When you appoint 10 members, it does not mean that the whole country are represented, all the population are represented. The majority should decide. Therefore, all the 225 members should be given the opportunity. If a set of members from UNP support, when TNA also part of them at least support, we try to appoint a select committee in order to sweep it under the carpet. You will not be able to go back before your people for a vote if you try to do it, because this is what the country needs, country demands. In future, people will begin to say that this is a place where terrorists are protected. This is the demand by the people. Please listen to the majority voice and give the opportunity to raise this vote of no confidence. Mr. Speaker, I think in the history of Sri Lanka, no confidence motion was brought against Honorable Ashraf, and he, with due patience and tolerance, faced that vote of no confidence. There was also one against Honorable Kadirgamar. He clarified matters and faced the vote of no confidence. Honorable Ashraf went to a debate with Venerable Somathero and clarified matters. When Honorable Rizad Badruddin is faced with this vote of no confidence, if he clarifies his position that he has no association with what has happened and allegations are baseless, he can prove it. Honorable Kiryal says there's no allegation. Honorable other member says that the parliament did not ask whether allegations have been proved when it received a no confidence motion previously. When the no confidence motion is presented and when the minister concerned clarifies, the country will see with the debate against Honorable Ashraf held by Venerable Somathero, it was proved when Honorable Kadirgamar also faced the no confidence motion, he very well clarified, and this is a very good opportunity. However, in order to solve your internal problems, you should not betray the right of the opposition members. Without any party difference, there's a public opinion in the country. You cannot go countermanding it. You have to go before people. Please protect your respect. It was said that you protected democracy. On this occasion also, you should protect it. You should not be carried away by what the party determines. You should take the right decision at this moment. Honorable Shanta Bandara. Mr. Speaker, yesterday also government benches presented this allegation, and as a member of parliament, it's not a letter that I sent as a member of parliament. About a year ago, various persons make various requests to the public relations office of the presidential secretariat, and we only make reference to the relevant institution. However, chairman of the Industrial Development Board very clearly explained to me by telephone that the Director General has had already providing the scrap material in a legal manner, therefore nothing can be done. Therefore, the institution concerned was unable to get a gram of scrap material because of my letter. All necessary references are made, referrals are made to all letters received by the Prime Minister's Office and President's Secretariat. If only it is informed, stating that the President is informing you to take action, then it's wrong. But this is a request that is made to deal with the matter. You should not make unnecessary allegations without beating about the bush, bring a vote of no confidence against that also. Honorable Prasandar. Honorable Speaker, Honorable Amir Ali, Deputy Minister, stated that this is a vote of no confidence against the entire Muslim population. Honorable Rauf Hakim, Honorable Kavir Hashim, Honorable Minister of Posts, we did not bring vote of no confidence against them. It's not the entirety of Muslim members who are covered by this vote of no confidence. There are certain allegations and suspicions against Honorable Rishad Badruin. That's why we brought the vote of no confidence against him. This is not an extremism or racism, act of racism. The debate is demanded. Yesterday he influenced upon the government, stating that he would resign. He also pressurized security forces and 6 schools that should be kept in established in Mana district. Those schools are kept in Putlam district. We are against extremism and racism. We are not opposed to Muslim people. If the Honorable Minister is innocent, let us face the facts. Let's face the vote. On 26th October, you appeared for democracy. Today, I am saying that for the democratic and sovereign rights of people, he should stand here. Mr. Speaker, the vote of no confidence that has been presented against Honorable Rishad Badruddin has been focused by the whole country at this juncture. The select committee is appointed as described by the Honorable Prime Minister, because there's a huge suspicion in the minds of people. There had been Syrian trained people in Sri Lanka, but the Prime Minister stated that there's no legal provisions to arrest them. On the 21st, the government failed to prevent the bomb blast killing so many people, and that's what the select committee is for. The no confidence motion is against a minister, whether he be Sinhalese, Tamil or Muslim. It's all one. It's the allegations that are important. The TNA, the JVP who supported the government are also supporting, have also expressed that they are supporting the vote of no confidence. But the government seems to be acting in this manner in order to preserve their power. However, people of this country are very vigilant about this. That's why they are saying, they are cursing the whole of the 225 members in this house to perish. That's why I'm requesting that action or arrangements be made to deal with this no confidence motion. And Honorable Rishad Badruddin will get a very, very good opportunity to prove his innocence before the country. If he is proved guilty, he will have to resign his post of minister. Therefore, we request that all concerned act so that Parliament's decorum is kept.
Garu kathanayaka thumani, garu kathanayaka thumani, Amir Ali.
Honorable Speaker, Honorable Amir Ali stated that we introduced this no confidence motion against the entirety of Muslim population. There are UNP Chairman, Honorable Kabir Hashim, Honorable Hakim. How many others are there? Have we brought the no confidence motion against them? We have only introduced the motion against the person who has been alleged with the commission of these things. Honorable, in villages there have been posters to the effect that do not vote for Rizad and come back. Meanwhile, they are trying to preserve the image of this person. However, we are not against all Muslims. We have only talked about the person against whom allegations have been leveled. That's why I am saying that this debate should be allowed. You, even if you try to make your leader look innocent, you have attempted to get something from him. We have always protected Muslim people. We have introduced the motion against the person whom has been alleged with these allegations. Therefore, I request him not to make such accusations against us, such as this is against Muslim population. Muslim people have had to face all the repercussions of action taken by him without their influence. Can we hold an inquiry against a minister? When Honorable Ravi Karnayaka faced the no confidence motion, he resigned. If he can resign, Honorable Rishad Badruddin can also resign. Therefore, you should not try to conceal this. Two Muslim persons were arrested in Ratnapura. When they were not presented, produced before the court, people were made to take to streets. Today, the innocent people are going to be arrested because police was influenced upon demanding the inquiries. Do not use emergency regulations and arrest innocent persons. If the police does not enforce law, they protest before police. Now again, it's said that Venerable Thero is going to be arrested. You are the persons who are creating havoc in the country. Why did Venerable Theros have to take to streets? Because justice has not been meted out. Since everybody in Parliament have got together, you should not evade taking up this no confidence motion. Therefore, please take it up as soon as possible. Mr. Speaker, I do not intend to speak at length because you have been generous in giving time. Now, I should give opportunity in a democratic manner, with your permission, of course. Subject to corrections, I heard Honorable Rishad Badruddin say, please take up the debate, I can reply. And he has already replied to most of the accusations. He is also asking that the motion be taken up. Therefore, you should make a decision, as the government benches are also calling for it. The sole decision is in your hands. This is the first time when a debate was held whether to bring whether to take up the motion or not. It's a very simple matter. It's mere technicality. It has been corrected. It has been prepared in a proper manner. Therefore, you needn't get upset about it. I cannot just understand why you are not taking this up. You may be expecting the Honorable Minister to fall in deeper trouble by not taking up the debate. Give 2 days, just 2 days of debate. I hope you will take a decision, because the decision is in your hand. We should eliminate the suspicion that is prevailing in the mind of the people. Thank you, Honorable Opposition Leader, for making that. We haven't rejected. It's up to you to appoint the dates. I will talk about the select committee. Then I will also talk about this motion or allegations. A select committee is appointed by Parliament in order to inquire and report. The select committee can look into Honorable Rishad Badruddin or a governor or any member. I will give 2 reasons. Askin may stated.
Select committee on post office servants divided on the question that a certain subject is within the terms of reference of the committee. The speaker, having been consulted as to the regularity of these proceedings, gave it his view that the chair has been right in leaving the matter for the decision of the committee.
Therefore, everything can be taken up by a select committee. Honorable Jayampathy Vikramaratne and another member have given an amendment already. It enables us to look into any member of parliament, conduct of any member of parliament, or even the governors. Honorable Minister has not rejected the accusations. If a no confidence motion is introduced against me, we have to face it. Therefore, since we are amending this, we can have a date appointed for that also. We will not escape anything. The JVP amendments have not been presented, and the supplementary addendum to the order book has also been prepared. I am not going to conceal anything. Since an allegation was made, you did not ask what would be done, I wanted to clarify this. We can also give the opportunity that, since Honorable former President, as the opposition leader, made the request. I accepted the no confidence motion. I included it in the order book. But the Leader of the House on no occasion rejected this. Not today. I am talking about what transpired yesterday. You always chug in. During the party leaders meeting, we agreed. I said it's necessary to take this up in June. Therefore, baseless allegations should not be made against me as well as the Prime Minister. Leader of the House. Sir, very clearly the Leader of the House stated that a select committee should be appointed and its matters should be completed and concluded. Sir, in Sri Lankan Parliament, within two weeks, no matter was dealt by the select committee. You have the power. They both asked you to give a date. Why are you asking the same person who says no? You should give the date as the speaker. Let us meet tomorrow and have a party leaders meeting and make a decision and come to a conclusion about a date. Isn't it good, Honorable Opposition Leader? He can give a date, then we can deal with it. Okay, Honorable Kabirajim.
Kathanayakthumani.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to specially say that I must thank the Honorable Opposition Leader. He yesterday went to schools. He has been able to do what parents have not been able to do. Those who did not go to school during schooling age were taken to school by the opposition leader, and for this also we should thank him. Mr. Speaker, today we spoke at length about debate whether a no confidence motion should be taken up or not. During my parliament career, I haven't seen it. Select committee and no confidence motion needn't be tangled with one another. Yesterday at party leaders meeting, it was decided that the select committee will be appointed and its work should be completed within 2 weeks, and then given 1 month time was also proposed. Then again it was decided that no confidence motion be taken up. When you prolong the issue, it will result in protest demonstrations. You have the responsibility to suppress these things before they erupt. Otherwise people will take the matters to their hands. Therefore, you can suspend the parliament and have a party leaders meeting, discuss with the government and give a date. Please do that. We have a party leaders meeting tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
We can have a meeting. We can have a meeting today.
No, we'll have tomorrow, sir.
My position is we should give time for the debate. Yesterday I said the same thing. You should not make take people to ransom. You cannot intimidate us and get debates. We will give a date tomorrow. Honorable Opposition Leader, we will give a date tomorrow. No, not you. Let's suspend for 10 minutes. And he will have no difficulty in having a Parliament Business Committee's meeting. I will assure you, I will give a date tomorrow. It's not a passing of bucks. I move item number 2.
Item 2.
We'll give a date tomorrow. Item 2. I move item number 2. No. It cannot be done that way.
With the consent of the House, move item 2.
House agrees.
Aye.
Tomorrow we will give. I cannot give you tomorrow. Today.
I
would like to add the part that a member of parliament, a governor or any such person.
I move item one.
Go ahead.
How's the grease? I will give a date tomorrow. You cannot threaten me and get a date now.
I'll give a date tomorrow.
I'll appoint a date tomorrow.
Are you debating?
No, no.
No
need to debate.
Are you debating?
No, no. Eyes. Item one, eyes.
Make the vivaja karanda. Heta avasad dinaya.
Oh, we will take this debating. I will give a date tomorrow. I can't help it. I said I will give you a date. I can't help it.
Sir, move the adjournment.
Yes. Oh, Danda. Movement is that. Is the adjournment agreed? Is the adjournment agreed?
Aye.
Huh? No, I'm the man. Okay. Huh?
Adjournment. Parliament to head to the Dayamarva.
Parliament until 10:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Obotuman Raja in the Hazari matter. What name?